Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, let's say hello to Aubrey. Aubrey, how are you this morning?
Hi, I'm good.
Good, good, good. Well, welcome to, first of all, the Thunder and PT show, 102.9 The Wolf.
We're glad you're here.
And our second date update. What is going on with you and Carter?
I wish I knew.
Okay.
That doesn't sound good.
How long has it been since your first date?
We had our first date almost 2 weeks ago.
And obviously he hasn't been in touch with you since.
Nope. Okay. Not a word.
Not a word.
I don't know what to do. This has never happened to me before.
Okay. Yeah. So I can tell that you're a little maybe even reluctant to be on Second Date Update, and I just want you to relax, and we're going to kind of get through this, and we're going to call Carter and just kind of see what's going on and find out together. So I don't want you to jump to any conclusions. Just tell us a little bit about Carter and why, Aubrey, you would like to see him again.
I really liked him. He was really nice throughout the date.
Okay.
What'd you guys do?
We went to the movies.
Okay.
And then grabbed a quick bite to eat.
Okay,
so
good.
It was nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah, so you got the chance to know each other after the movie.
That's good.
A little bit and have some conversation. Mm-hmm. We always say, okay, movies are fine, but you don't really get a chance to get to know each
like
other.
Chat too much, yeah.
So he seemed to have a good time. Aubrey?
Yeah.
Can you think of anything that would have been like a little bit off on the date?
The only thing I can think of is that I kind of shushed someone in the theater during the movie.
Okay.
Okay.
But they were talking really loudly and not trying to be quiet at all.
And that's absolutely understandable. All right.
You had to say something
all right,
to him.
But it wasn't Carter who you shushed, though, correct?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. Anything else before we call Carter? Anything else stand out to you? Anything else that comes to mind?
No, nothing else is coming to mind.
All right. If you're ready, with your permission, we're going to call Carter, get to the bottom of this, get some answers, and hopefully some resolution, get you to a second date. And I know it's been a couple of weeks, but just hang on 3 more minutes, and we're going to find out the reason why Carter's not getting back to Aubrey here on Second Date Update next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Aubrey reached out. She'd love to get back together with Carter, at least try a second date. They went to the movies, but is this the reason Carter's maybe not getting back to her?
The only thing I can think of is that I kind of shushed someone in the theater during the movie.
Okay.
But they were talking really loudly and not trying to be quiet at all.
So was Carter put off by that or what? The only way to get an answer is to call Carter ourselves.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Carter, please?
Yeah, speaking. Who's this?
Yeah. Hi, Carter, of course. And good morning. And thanks for answering. We are calling from a radio station this morning. It's not a sales call. We're Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning show here on The Wolf. And we're calling.
What's up, Carter?
We're calling you this morning, Carter, to ask you about a date you went on recently, I think a couple weeks ago, with a woman named Aubrey.
You're calling me because I haven't called her yet?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of how this segment works. Yeah,
yeah, it's called Second
Date. Yeah, I listen.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, so Second Date Update. You're on Second Date Update. As you know, we do it at this time every morning. And can you just then simply tell us what's going on?
Yeah, she's just not a good fit.
Okay.
At all.
I mean, is there anything else more than that?
Or why she's not a good fit?
Oh, yeah, she's a totally inconsiderate snob.
Snob.
Wow.
Snob. Entitled.
All right.
Oh, geez, okay.
Can you tell us a little bit? That's a lot.
Yeah.
Can you tell us why? Or why you feel that way?
Oh, you should have seen the mess she left in the theater when the movie was over.
What are you talking about?
Okay, hold on. Yeah. All right, Aubrey, hold on real quick. I'm Carter. So, Aubrey, we talked, if you are familiar, we talked to Aubrey a few minutes ago, and then we just had her hold on in case we were able to get a hold of you to find out the reason why you weren't getting back to her. Aubrey, do you have any...
Does this have to do with the fact that she shushed somebody in the theater?
It has everything to do with the fact that she threw a popcorn on the floor.
Okay.
She left her soda in the cup holder and then threw her food under her seat and then left.
At the end of the movie?
Yes. Who does that?
Aubrey, is that true?
Everyone does that. Everyone does that. They clean it up right after the movie.
No, it's rude. It's absolutely rude.
Yeah, but to her point, though, don't they have ushers that come through and clean that stuff up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. They get paid to clean the theater.
Well, first of all, those people don't get paid they get paid very, very little money, and it's not your job to make their life harder. You could have easily thrown, you passed three garbage cans from the movie to the lobby, and you could have done it then, and you didn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you feel so strongly about it, why didn't you pick it up?
Because, look, I don't want to make a show of it and make it a whole thing on our first date.
Okay, I just want to say that if you clean up... Okay, listen, I understand what you're saying, Carter. If you clean up, you're being kind and mindful of others. But if you do that, somebody could be out of a job. It's sort of like trying on clothes or not making your bed in a hotel. If you're too neat and considerate, people are out of work. Is that kind of the way you feel about this, Aubrey?
Sure, that's not my job.
So you're not trying you're trying to create employment for others by being by being disrespectful.
A need, yes.
Yes, but you disagree Carter, you disagree.
Yeah, did she just throw stuff out of her car on the highway because the state workers need something to do?
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that is a big fine, too, if you're caught doing that.
Well, patrons are assuming that they're coming into a clean theater, so the theater has to clean it regardless.
So they're responsible, but that also raises ticket prices for the rest of us.
Yeah, but you don't want to leave a mess.
But you have to offset the cost of cleaning onto the customer, us being the movie goer.
Yeah, but I think that person's going to be employed by the theater regardless. I'm actually surprised, Carter, that you had more of a problem with her and the popcorn or whatever at her place than the shushing. Were you supportive of the shushing of the other people?
Oh yeah, those kids were out of pocket for how loud they were.
That was not part of this at all. This is all about the entitlement that Aubrey brought into the movie theater with her.
Well, look, you can easily put your garbage in the box it comes in and at least set it on top of the seat where they don't have to reach underneath and gather everything off the floor.
And you said popcorn.
It's like a pigsty.
Yeah.
They come in with a garbage pail. I wasn't going to start picking things off of that sticky floor.
Aubrey, have you ever worked in any capacity as a waitress or where you were cleaning up after other people?
Yeah, in college, I paid my dues. I was a waitress, and I've picked up things that I don't want to think about at night.
Right.
But, that's what you have to do. That's the job.
Yeah. And you're not just getting back at people because you had to do it at a certain point in your
like
life.
Like a karma thing.
Right.
Oh, well, I mean, I went to college. I have a better job now. And, that's just something that people employed in these positions have to deal with.
I don't think getting a college degree entitles you to be able to just litter whenever you want.
Is that accurate, Aubrey?
it's not whenever I want. It's a very specific situation in a movie theater when they're going to come in anyway.
So, but you think this is a shape of things to come? These are, you know, we talk about these first impressions on first dates, Carter. You think that you're to go out with Aubrey, you would be dealing with this where you'd be picking up after her or somebody else would be cleaning up, and you don't want that kind of person in your life.
100%.
All right. Well, there you go. Aubrey, you wanted an answer, and you, yes or no, right or wrong, you got it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Anything else you want to say?
Well, I don't agree at all. You know, that's someone's job, but whatever. I guess I'm overruled.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it works.
Carter
here.
Wants to do the whole leave the place cleaner and you found it, and apparently you want to give a job to somebody, which is, you know, different.
Commendable, I think. Yeah. Yes. All right. Well, listen, that's the way it goes. As we always say, it can get a little awkward here on
Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.